Introduction. Your brokenness is welcome here. Hey, friend. My name is Jordan, and I'm a recovering perfectionist with a chronic need to achieve. I figure it's always best to start with honesty. Now, I know you're probably trying to decide if this book is worth your time. So I'm going to tell you right out of the gate why I wrote it and why I believe it's important for you to listen to. The number one question I get asked by blog readers, podcast listeners, social media followers, and even clients is something along the lines of, how do I find my purpose? Or how do I figure out what I'm supposed to do with my life? All of these women are different. Some are making the transition into or out of college, navigating marriage or motherhood, or finding their place in the workforce. These women are taking steps to establish themselves in this big world, but are feeling pressure to figure out exactly where they ought to land as soon as humanly possible. Sometimes, when I get these questions, I want to reach through the screen, hug a stranger's neck, and say, girl, chill. You don't have to have it all mapped out today, okay? And even if you did, you'd probably find that something would shake up those plans tomorrow anyway. Take a breath. Unfortunately, the reach through the screen feature hasn't been created yet, so this book is my best attempt. We all want to make our mark, find meaning in the mayhem, and discover what makes our lives special, unique, and even notable. At least I do, and the girls who reach out to me with these questions do. I'd be willing to bet that you do too. Now, I want to take it a step further and ask you a question. Do you ever feel pressure to find your purpose, to find the reason you're on this earth and what it is that makes your life count? Of course you do. It seems everywhere I look, everybody is telling us to go after our dreams or find our purpose. That's great and inspirational, but what about those of us who don't quite have our dreams, aspirations, and plans perfectly figured out? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? In today's culture, there is so much pressure to figure out our future or get started on our dream. Even stepping into a Sunday sermon, you'll hear all about how you need to find your calling. Yet those of us who haven't quite nailed these things begin to feel like a failure. It seems we should have figured this out by the time we finished school, if not before. I've honestly found this pressure and entire perspective on purpose to be a bit dangerous because it implies that our purpose is something we have to search for, find, and grab hold of, whether it's a job, a title, a degree, or business. I'm afraid we've shrunk purpose down to what we do on the outside rather than who we are on the inside. Does it include what we do? Definitely. However, I often wonder whether we've boiled it down to just that, and as a result, get stuck in our own heads when we don't know what to do next. I mean, what about those of us with multiple passions, various ideas, or unfigured out dreams? Quite honestly, half my dreams change from Sunday to Tuesday in a given week. Sure, I have some big ideas, but sometimes it's difficult to determine if they're just ideas I could do or things I actually should do. Perhaps you relate to this feeling. Or maybe the things you've been chasing are other people's dreams for you or expectations of you, and the weight of that is heavy. Perhaps the reason you've been feeling a little stuck is because you've put too much pressure on yourself to figure it all out. You know that feeling that comes when you scroll Instagram and it seems everyone else has her life figured out? Or how you start to sweat as graduation or marriage or another big milestone approaches and you think, I have got to figure out my life. Or the way your stomach drops when your dad calls during those awkward post-grad years and asks about your plans for the future. Or when your pastor talks about callings and you just sit there and wish you could call God and say, hey, so do you think you can just get to the point and tell me what to do with my life? All this waiting around feels pretty ineffective. Yeah. Those are the feelings I'm tackling in this book, because I know the search can seem endless and the pressure is real. While I don't know what you're facing today, I do know that the pressure to prove ourselves can cause us to expend a lot of time and energy looking for, but perhaps not actually fulfilling, our purpose. In fact, when I began to examine the pressure I felt to find my purpose, I discovered something. Maybe my purpose isn't actually something I need to find. Maybe I've been sitting on it all along, but have been so distracted by the pressure to prove that I've been looking at it